In Alaska, amateur radio operators have played a critical role responding to disasters. After the 1964 earthquake, phone lines were down. People in Anchorage had no way of communicating with Homer, Seward, or Kodiak to see if the towns had survived. It was amateur radio operators who reestablished contact, reporting back that the towns were not gone, just badly damaged. Since then, members of Alaska's Amateur Radio Emergency Service have built up more resources to respond to disasters. APRN's Josh Tucker reports.
A 50-foot-long RV, overflowing with radio equipment, roars to life as Michael O'Keefe eases it out of the firehouse-style garage in the Anchorage Amateur Radio Clubhouse.
The whole purpose of this vehicle is to provide emergency communication to any agency that wants it if their primary source of communications capability fails. In the back here, we have a marine band radio, which allows us to talk to the United States Coast Guard. We have an aircraft radio over here in the corner.
Every week, O'Keefe runs a meeting of the region's Amateur Radio Emergency Service. The meeting's on the airwaves. Tonight, the operators are calling in from their handheld radios to test their network's ability to connect to the RV and Anchorage's Emergency Operations Center on their handhelds. It can be as cheap as $89.
I'd like to ask now if there's any emergency or priority traffic. If there is, please come now. Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net, KL7BX, Dave in Anchorage.
KL7BX on the handheld in the living room.
O'Keefe is a master sergeant in Alaska's Air National Guard. More than 50 people called in when he tested the Amateur Radio Emergency Service.
Robert in Kenai.
Hey, good evening there, Mike, and everybody on net. AL2B in Kenai.
Amateur radio can connect Alaskans with the information they need to help one another, especially in rural areas.
There's amateur radio all over the state of Alaska. We use the amateur radio for search and rescue in all of the native villages. Anyone on a snow machine or on a boat can take a handheld radio and communicate so they can relay any type of emergency traffic. The amateur radio provides a unique service which frees up any federal, state, or municipal organization.
When O'Keefe and his wife Kathy taught the latest amateur radio class at the Anchorage Emergency Operations Center in early April, they had more than 50 students. O'Keefe says the number of students more than doubled from the last class they taught before the earthquake in Japan.
Trying to get more people involved. We're trying to get more people in the classes. It's all about, you know, getting prepared for the disaster if and when it happens.
As part of Anchorage's emergency operations plan, amateur radio operators are trained to provide communications to hospitals and emergency shelters during a disaster. O'Keefe says his students come from a wide variety of backgrounds, including the city's police and fire departments. Anchorage stay-at-home mom Jennifer Sherwin took the O'Keefe's latest class. She says it was helpful.
It's definitely something you can get into. You know, I'm not going to go blow the family budget this week on a huge antenna array or setting up a mobile command center, but I just wanted to know how it works, and I wanted to be a part of it, not on the outside. And you never know if you're the one who's going to be in a position to help. If you've prepared, then you can respond.
Anchorage has not always included amateur radio in its disaster planning, but Dawn Brantley, the community outreach coordinator for the city's Office of Emergency Management, says amateur or ham radio plays a vital role.
If you come to the Emergency Operations Center, every desk has a radio. And that's because you can't always count on landlines and you can't always count on cell phones. Ham radios are the most reliable form of communications. And what I saw was a need to put this out to the different emergency watch programs. So emergency watch programs have a communication team. And one requirement is that at least one person, preferably two, have a ham radio license.
A city can't be prepared for disaster without prepared citizens, says Brantley. O'Keefe and other amateur radio operators have been engineering their backup plans just in case. For APRN, this is Joshua Tucker.